Marker 13 is on the right side of the path. With your back to the marker, find the bench immediately to your right. Follow the bench to the end. Just beyond the bench, there is a large evergreen cedar tree on the right. Reach up and touch it. The eastern red cedar here at stop 13 is one of the largest on the Goose Pond Trail, about 20 feet wide and 30 feet tall. Instead of smooth, thin pine-like needles, this conifer has branched sprays of tiny, flat scales that feel a bit prickly. Eastern red cedars belong to the juniper family. In the fall, they bear blue, waxy berries that smell like gin when crushed. Feel around for a small, hard berry to crush. If you can't find a berry, gently rub some of the needles between your thumb and fingers, which may release a faint, gin-like aroma. Cedar berries are one of the favorite foods of cedar waxwings and are an especially important winter food source for a variety of birds. This tree is also a favorite perch of red-tailed hawks. From the top branches, they scan the marsh for prey. Eastern red cedars grow in upland habitats of dry fields and open woods. Like pitch pine, they are one of the first colonizers of old fields in the process of field-to-forest succession. Cedars are sun-loving trees. They die out when the woodland they help to create becomes too shady for them. They are replaced by oak and white pine. This tree grew so large because of its sunny, open location. You have now reached the end of the sensory trail. You are welcome to spend some time on the bench here at Stop 13 before you return to the Nature Center. You have the option of continuing along the Goose Pond Trail for at least a quarter of a mile to the Boardwalk and Cape Cod Bay, if the trail is dry, which depends on the tide. The rest of the Goose Pond Trail is sandy and smooth, but not as hard-packed as the All Persons Trail, and it is not ADA compliant. We hope that you have enjoyed your exploration of this portion of the Goose Pond Trail, and that this guide enabled you to make some new connections to the history of Wellfleet Bay and to the nature of our sanctuary in spring and summer. We also have a fall and winter version of the Sensory Trail Guide. We invite you to return and explore our sanctuary on other days and in other seasons. There is always something new to experience.
You can return to the Nature Center by retracing your steps. Please return any maps and equipment that you may have borrowed to the Nature Center before you leave. Thank you for coming.